This year, the CFS will once again have the challenge to discuss and hopefully resolve important issues affecting global food security. Despite some successes in our individual countries or regions, recent estimates of global hunger are a serious cause for concern. Yet again, based on statistics obtained at the country level, FAO's estimate for the undernourished showed globally 850 million continue to suffer from chronic hunger in the years of 2003 and 2005. This makes the World Food Summit and Millennium Development Goals of halving the number and prevalence of undernourished people in the world by 2015 more difficult to reach. These disappointing results in global hunger reduction have been aggravated by the recent economic shock resulting from high food prices. FAO estimates that mainly as a result of high food prices, the number of chronically hungry in the world rose by 75 million in 2007 alone. You are all aware of the attention paid to the topic of high food prices in the past months and in the media at the national and international conferences and forums. People around the world have been trying to understand the causes of this sudden change and, more importantly, how to deal with it. FAO has been active in initiating and designing responses to this situation, in particular, along with our Rome-based partners, IFAD and WFP. The Rome-based agencies have launched many missions and continue to strengthen their collaboration to deal with this issue. FAO launched in December of 2007 the Initiative on Soaring Food Prices, which aims at assisting the most effective countries. The initiative today is active in 79 countries. In April 2008, the UN Secretary General established a high-level task force on global food security. Under his chairmanship and the vice chairmanship of FAO, it is composed of heads of the United Nations specialized agencies, funds and programs, Bretton Woods institutions, and relevant parts of the UN Secretariat. The task force prepared a comprehensive framework for action, which is a framework aimed to address the current threats and opportunities resulting from high food prices, the proposed policy changes to avoid future food crises, and how each country can contribute either locally or regionally to this effort. The CFA was presented by the Secretary General at the G8 leaders this past July in Japan. In this context, this session of the CFS is geared towards discussing the impacts of, and especially the responses to, high food prices so that their effects on food security and poverty are minimized and the potential benefits to agriculture can be exploited. In doing so, we must both be aware of the threats and the opportunities associated with high food prices. This will be done in an innovative way this year by focusing this session on the core theme, high food prices and food security, issues and policy responses, including both the side and special events. I encourage you to focus your interventions rather on the practical aspects of this, including what has been the impact of high food prices in your country or region. What measures have been taken? How can they be improved, for example, through regional or international efforts? How can high food prices be used to relaunch agriculture, or how can this threat, in fact, be turned into an opportunity? I trust that you will agree that a key purpose of our meeting in a forum of this nature is to exchange views and experiences across the nations with the aim of identifying better ways to counter the impact of high prices and to take advantage of the opportunity they offer to farmers. As you share your experiences and discuss recent initiatives that are underway to address food prices. A common underlying theme will be the importance of coordination and integration of these responses by all member governments and stakeholders to achieve a focused action. No single country or institution will be able to resolve this issue on its own.